Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing where we left off yesterday with Ketzad Dan and Mantzor Amora, we were dealing with the Kasha, the Kesef Mishnah, with the Merkavas Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah weighed in on the topic regarding why we don't have a Bedika in terms of Hakavas, like it for Malkos and only for Misa. And there were different answers that we explored. One of the perspectives was that for Malkos, it's not killing a person, so we could rely on the, you know, Chazak de Meikara. The other approach is to say, no, of course, we check. So you have to check for Shtei Saro, so you're ready to see if there's Hakafa Sagid. So Reb Chaim had an Arichus on this point, and his initial instinct was to say, which he backs off of for reasons we'll explain, is that really the Malkos isn't Shayach at all to the Dinim of Hakafa Sagid and Ben Velo Av, because the Malkos are Smidin Lo Sochul Al Adam, as we've tried to explain many times, El Achila Ra Mechueres. And then Reb Chaim pivots from there for a reason that I'll get to in a second. There's a kasha that bothers him, and he says, no, okay, I accept that the Malkus is really Midin, Chalo Shem Ben Sorer Mora, so I wouldn't have to check for that in terms of Akava Sagid. So he explains there's a difference between Ben Sorer Mora, the Chalo Shem, and Ben Sorer Mora de Misa. He says, most of these Dinim, Ben Velo Av, and Akava Sagid, with Ishtini Dinei, are only relevant to Misa, and he has rayos for that. So he says, look, the Malkos is Midin Ben Sorer Mora, but, you know, in the end, we're not as concerned about, you know, issues like Hakafa Sagid. That's really only Shayach to the stage of Misa. What I want to focus on, actually, is the pivot in Reb Chaim. So what caused Reb Chaim to pivot? Why not just say, simply, the Malkos is Midin Lo Sochul Adam, so who cares about, you know, Hakafa Sagid at that stage? Misa is obviously Midin Ben Sorer Mora, right? Achila Mevili De Shvichos Damim. But, like, you know, why not just say it simply that way? So he says he's bothered by the Gemara, because the Gemara says, oh, really, you know, since the Ben Sorer Mora is Nidun Al Shem Sofo, that the Akatan should be subject to Malkos. And the Gemara has a whole discussion, but Akatan isn't the Bar Onchin. Etc. So Reb Chaim says, you see from the Gemara that the Gemara made the assumption that even the Malkos is really Midin Ben Sorer Mora, and since it's, you know, Al Shem Sofo, you have to ask the question about a Katan, you know, getting Malkos. But I'm not nearly as bothered by that as Reb Chaim was. Lishitas HaRambam, I think it's an important question to deal with in the Gemara, but the Rambam, we've noted this repeatedly, totally rejects Nidon Al Shem Sofo Yamus Akai V'Al Yamus Chayev. For the Rambam, it's all about the Achila Ra Mechueres, Achila Ra Zohi, Achila Mevili De Shvichos Damim. So when we talked about that issue, we said the Rambam started with a punch, right? You know, Kol Yamav Shel Ben Sorer Mora Inov Shel Shechadashim, a Katan isn't a Bar Onshin, and this is an Onesh, Kechol Onshin, right? And this is Mizas Bezdin, Kechol Mizas Bezdin. Right, so if the Rambam were go-race that issue, we'd have a problem. If the Rambam is go-race the issue at all of Nidon Al Shem Sofo, so it just starts with the axiom that, of course, a Katan isn't a Bar Onshin, and Malkos can't possibly be Shayach to a Katan. And therefore, I think that the original instinct of Reb Chaim, which was to say that the Malkos is really Midin Lo Sochu Al Adam, and obviously you have the Lavsha B'chalos problem, so you have to be Viseroso, right, is very persuasive. And then at a later stage, when we're more, you know, deeply into Achila HaMevi Alidei Shvichos Damim, and as we've explained it, you know, it's not nearly the same Hamra if he's Brishos Atzmo, or he's already in Av, that changes even his status as a Ben for, you know, everything that we've explained. So at that point, I think you have to be ma'ayin in terms of hakafas hagid.